The program's called DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. So-called dreamers and their parents identified themselves and other family members. They provided not just names and addresses, but also fingerprints. Members of Congress urged them to apply, even when they didn't have trust in the system. Javier Becerra represents Eagle Rock, Echo Park, parts of Hollywood, and central Los Angeles. He's also chair of the House Democratic Caucus. Congressman, great to have you back on our program.
Thanks, Warren.
Are you hearing from these people?
Absolutely.
What do you hear?
Fright, concern, this lack of trust now in our leaders, and wanting to know what they can do, and they want to know if we can help.
Some of your colleagues say that President Obama should use his pardon authority. Do you agree with that?
I'd like to see the president do whatever he can before he leaves office to help all those dreamers who came forward. They should have trust that our government will not use information in ways that could harm all of these dreamers. And I would hope that President Obama is looking at every avenue to do what he can within the confines of the law to do what's right for all these families who work so hard every day and do the right thing.
But what about this idea of presidential pardon authority? Some of your colleagues, including some from Los Angeles, are saying that the president could exercise that for such crimes as entry without authorization or presence without authorization.
And I would have to speak to them a little bit more to exactly understand what they're talking about in terms of the pardon, because pardons are typically granted to those who have a criminal offense. And most of the immigrants that we're talking about, especially the Dreamers, have no criminal offenses. I'm not certain that the president has the ability to pardon someone for a civil or an immigration status violation. But I certainly think that anything that gets us closer to giving protection to all of the Dreamers and those immigrant families that we're going to go through the process of DACA or DAPA should be under some consideration for relief.
These programs were created by executive order, so there's nothing directly that the Congress can do. Is that right?
The executive order programs, the Congress certainly could do something. It could pass a law to take care of this rather than relying on the executive, the president, to have to do things because Congress fails to act. The Congress is the only one that could do a permanent measure that won't change, and unfortunately, the president's measures, as we've seen, are temporary and last only so long as the next president is willing to let them move forward.
Let's talk more about the law. Perla Esquivel is a staff attorney for CHRLA. That's the Coalition for Humane Immigration Rights in Los Angeles. Welcome to you.
Thank you, Warren.
What about this idea of using the pardon authority? It sounds as if you'd sort of have to drum up some charges, whether you called them illegal entry or entry without authorization or whatever, in order to have something to pardon them for.
So I think just to say before we go into the pardon authority, folks that apply for DACA from the get-go receive deferred action because there is such a low enforcement priority. So even if folks are concerned about big roundups, big deportations happening, generally that won't happen for folks who only have entry without inspection, or EWIs as we call them. To talk more about the pardon authority, I'd like to just repeat what Congressman Becerra said in terms of having to look at it more closely. But I also don't want this to turn into folks getting scared that just because they've come in, they need action from an executive or from their government to say, we have to pardon this for you to have that protection. They are still low enforcement priorities. And that's generally not the emphasis that we want to give for folks at this moment in terms of what they can actually do. I think what Congressman Becerra said in the beginning, passing a law, making sure that Congress is acting on immigration reform, that at least for us would be the goal to keep in mind, as opposed to continually putting forth temporary measures to protect our families, and especially those who have come here as children, to protect them from deportation.
Some of the other Congress members I mentioned held a news conference about this. Are you suggesting that maybe they're blowing this out of proportion?
Absolutely not. I think that at this point, any measure is significant, especially here in the state of California. We're seeing a lot of support from our elected representatives to protect folks from deportation, to give them something to hold on to. My only caution is that not just to rely on pardon authority, because essentially that's what deferred action was in a sense, in a way, to tell folks, okay, well, we won't take this into consideration, so you don't have to worry about it. We really want to emphasize folks to start organizing now, to start calling their elected representatives now, to emphasize comprehensive immigration reform.
One more question about detail. Where is this data, the fingerprints and the addresses and all the rest of it? Is it all collected in the same place, or is it spread all over?
From our knowledge, the data is sent to FBI and other government agencies to do background checks. We're not sure if they are holding it in one place, but USCIS has stated, and they're still of the position, that the information that is shared with them, unless that person falls under an enforcement priority, they won't be sharing that information to ICE or CBP, which is the Immigration Customs Enforcement and Customs and Border Patrol.
Okay. So, Congressman Becerra, back to you. There are rules, then, about sharing this information. It would seem to me almost impossible to destroy it. But there are limitations on what can be done with it and where it can go.
That's correct.
And again, just elaborate a little bit on the kinds of concerns that you're hearing from your constituents.
Well, you've got DACA young men and women who are wondering if they should reapply for their DACA status. Many of them have work authorization as a result of being DACA individuals, and that authorization would expire along with the DACA status, so they're wondering if they should apply. There are many other people who now have transitioned into qualifying for DACA who are wondering if they should apply. Many families are wondering that since their child may have applied for DACA and received it, that perhaps that means that the parents are now also subject to some type of scrutiny because the child has reported his or her status. There are so many different questions. There are kids who are afraid to go to school because they don't want to come home and find that their parents won't be there. There are so many individuals who are afraid to go to the grocery store because they're not sure if this means that now immigration authorities will now begin to parole around the neighborhood where grocery stores are. And there's also concern that the police and the sheriff's department will start to implement immigration the way you've seen in Arizona under Sheriff Arpaio, who fortunately was defeated in his re-election bid, which would cause so many people to not want to report crimes because they don't want to be subject to questioning if they are undocumented and they may have witnessed a crime.
All right. Obviously, there is a lot at stake. We will follow this story and let our listeners know what happens as it goes along. Congressman Javier Becerra, thank you very much for being on our program. Perla Esquivel of Chirla, thanks to you as well.
Thanks, Warren.
Thank you, Warren.
I'm Warren Olney, and this is In L.A.